It is June 21st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories of yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. John Lothian News has sweatshirt that say the world needs journalists, and Russian Nobel Prize-winning journalist Dmitry Muratov proved that statement yesterday when the auction of the Nobel Medal, for which he was a co-winner, fetched a record $103.5 million to aid children displaced by the war in Ukraine. Bloomberg reported, not only did he do exceptional journalism work to win the Nobel Peace Prize, but he raised money to help children harmed by the war his own country is waging against Ukraine. The world needs more Dmitry Muratovs. Trading Technologies has joined FIA Tech Data Network. Data Network is FIA Tech's initiative to bring together independent software vendors, ISVs, exchanges and clearinghouses, and other data vendors into an interoperable global network, simplifying the use of reference data, analytics, and software solutions from participating firms. I have some good news and some bad news. First, the good news. The most interesting man in the world is a grandfather. Finn Patrick Fraser was born on June 20th, 6:46 p.m., weighing 6 pounds 10 ounces. He is the son of Pat Kenny's daughter, Maddie. Pat has a new best buddy. The bad news is that Carol Jean Pankow, the mother of the late Ron Pankow, has died at the age of 90. She was recently diagnosed with cancer and had been in hospice, according to industry sources. Jim Falvey, besides working in the derivatives, fintech, and crypto spaces, has done some criminal defense work. There's a link in today's newsletter of a story about a client who's the subject of a rights abuse case in prison. Jim Falvey is a good man. Euronext is looking for an institutional derivatives intern to work in Paris from September. You can find out details with the link in today's newsletter. Decential Media is looking for a social media manager in California, though the person can work remotely. This is Matt Lysing's company. The FIA's webinar, China FDL Overview and Insights, takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, June 22nd, from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. SGT HKT, and covers China's Futures and Derivatives Law, FDL, a historic development being the first law in China regulating futures and derivatives trading at a national legislative level. It establishes a legal framework for the development of futures and derivatives markets and introduces a unified set of rules that are expected to pave the way for significant changes in the market. The webinar will be moderated by Zimin Yeo, head of Legal and Policy Asia Pacific FIA, and the speakers will be Qin Chong Liu, partner Linkladders, and Ying Zhao, counsel Zhao Sheng Law Firm, and Simon Zhang, Law Firm, counsel Linkladders. You can go to a link in today's newsletter for more information. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Intercontinental Exchange, ICE launches suite of corporate bond climate indices designed to meet requirements for Paris-aligned and climate transition benchmarks. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., a leading global provider of data technology and market infrastructure, today announced the launch of a suite of corporate bond climate indices designed to capture the goal of achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The new indices are part of the ICE ESG Bond Index family, which supports the growing demand for responsible and sustainable investing. My comment, I am still trying to get my head around net zero bonds. Okay, I know it is not what they are, but Here's a story from the FT. Illinois governor's race shapes up to be a battle of the billionaires. Citadel's Ken Griffin faces off against a Republican mega donor and an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. When hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin decided to throw $50 million of his own money behind a candidate to unseat a fellow billionaire from Illinois, from the Illinois governor's mansion, the vast size of his spending should have made it a foolproof plan. The only problem, a rival Republican billionaire had the same idea. Now the race pits three of the richest men in U.S. politics against one another and has come to symbolize the newest trend in state-level political races. Candidates financed by just one wealthy, highly motivated donor. My comment. This would be so much more interesting if Ken Griffin were willing to get into the arena himself, but that is never going to happen. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Can crypto trading prove addictive? Rehab facilities are increasingly treating patients with crypto addiction and expanding services to meet a rising demand. On this episode of Bloomberg Crypto, reporters Claire Ballantyne and Charlie Wells join Stacey Marie to talk about crypto addiction. There are rehab centers for people seeking treatment for addictions to drugs and alcohol, to gambling, and more recently to online experiences like gaming. Now these centers are seeing an uptake in people looking for help controlling their crypto trading. My comment, the whole concept of hodlers to me is a step towards addiction. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story on Monday was Bloomberg's, as the crypto winter hits its peers, Chicago trading firm Jump is ready for more bets. Second was the Wall Street Journal's, the crypto party is over, subtitled, the cryptocurrency industry was built on swagger, enthusiasm, and optimism. All three are in short supply these days as losses and layoffs mount. Third was the crypto crash, all Ponzi schemes topple eventually, an opinion piece from Robert Reich in The Guardian. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the New York Post, FTX and other crypto firms ditch sports deals as market collapses. Cryptocurrency companies poured billions of dollars into sports sponsorships in 2021, but this year's downturn has made the flood of cash dry up. The Post has learned, as so-called crypto winter takes hold and companies look to trim costs, firms that splurged heavily on sports deals last year are now looking to cut costs. Crypto exchange FTX, which shelled out $135 million to rename the home of the Miami Heat in March 2021, pulled out of talks to provide a jersey patch to the Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Angels in recent weeks as the crypto market tanked, sources with direct knowledge told the Post. And then here's a story from the New York Times. Russia's blockade of Ukraine is war crime, top EU official says. The remarks by the official, Joseph Borrell Fontelles, were among the strongest language from a Western leader in describing the Kremlin's tactics to subjugate Ukraine. The Russian blockade that has stopped Ukraine from exporting its vast storehouses of grain and other goods, threatening starvation in distant corners of the globe, is a war crime, the European Union's top foreign policy official declared Monday. Here's a story from The Trade. Proposed SEC changes could harm retail investors, says industry expert. Doug Cifu, chief executive of market maker Virtu Financial, challenges SEC Chair Gary Gensler's recent speech proposing changes to address deficiencies in the U.S. trading system. In a recent speech, Gary Gensler, chair of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, addressed a number of deficiencies that have been identified in the U.S. trading system, providing suggestions on how these issues could be resolved. In particular, Gensler provided recommendations to update key aspects of national market system rules, including improving minimum tick sizes, national best bid and offer, disclosure of order execution quality, best execution, and order-by-order competition. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.